PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy. Don't forget to download that free Odyssey app and listen for an hour each day for your chance to win $5,000 in that national contest. That's all you got to do is listen for an hour each day to PXY Mornings or 98PXY, and you are automatically entered in to win. All right, here's the thing. If any of these terrible scenarios is something that you have personally experienced, we would love for you to call and tell us about them. But the Bad Choices game is where we present three terrible decisions. And then myself, Breezy, and intern Hannah, and of course you, the listener, will discuss which one of them is the worst out of three. And I think we've all been a part of at least maybe one of these situations. For example, let's pick a category. Hannah, I'll let you pick first. On the board, we have relationships, family, cheating, events, or workplace ethics. What do you want to start with?
I think relationships.
Of course. Yeah. Let's go to relationships. Okay, here's what we have in relationships. These are the three scenarios, okay? Sleeping with a crazy ex, sleeping with your friend's sibling, or sleeping with someone who dated one of your best friends. What is the worst one?
Oh, I don't like any of these.
They're horrible.
I'm going to have to go with the siblings one, I think.
Sleep with your friend's sibling or sleeping with someone, the sibling? Okay, you're the going.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to go with sleeping with someone who dated your best friend. I think that's the worst one. Especially when you don't talk to them about it, too. It's the worst one. Breeze?
I think it's sleeping with your best friend's ex. Honestly.
Why do you say the sibling?
I mean, I think I have younger brothers, so it just feels icky all around.
So if your best friend slept with your brother, you'd be pissed.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean,
none of them are good, so.
It's bad enough that guys don't pay attention to you at the bar, and your girls are just throwing you to the curb. I know.
It does hit different for Hannah, considering the fact that you have, what, three brothers?
Yeah, three younger brothers, so I would hate to hear about any of that.
But so, what if one of them was pursuing your best friend?
I wouldn't let them do that.
You wouldn't let them do it?
I would put a stop to that.
That's where she steps in and say, she's not interested.
And you know, it's crazy too, Hannah, because you could potentially be breaking off somebody's soulmate.
I don't think so. I know better than they do, I think.
All right, let's go to the next category. We're going to go with sleeping with your friend's sibling on that one, okay? For relationships. Breezy,
okay.
Family, cheating, events, or workplace ethics?
Workplace ethics.
All right, here's what's going on in the workplace. What is the worst out of these three? Sabotage a coworker, their project, from getting a promotion. So sabotage a coworker's project for a promotion, lie to your boss about why you missed work, or steal office supplies for personal use.
Oh, God, I've done all of those but one.
We all know you like to steal office supplies.
We do. I'm going to say the sabotaging your coworker for sure.
Hannah?
Yeah, I agree. Sabotage.
Sabotage a coworker's project. Well, you know what's worse than that? It's someone coming up with a great idea and you taking ownership of it.
Yeah. It's a tale as old as time. 13 going on 30. Go ahead.
I'm going to go with lie to your boss about why you missed work.
Oh, please. We've all been there. We've all been there.
That's what I'm going with. I'm going with lying.
One time I sent my boss, not this boss, I sent my boss a picture of myself in a neck brace. I was like, I can't come to work. I think I broke my neck. And I fully bought that at the medicine shop. So
yeah, see, this
for the photo.
Horrible coworkers. Horrible employees.
Well, these things happen. All right. What about you? What are you going to pick?
Next category. Let's go to family. All right. Family. What is worse out of these three, you guys? Criticizing a family member's parenting, showing up drunk to a family reunion, or forgetting your partner's birthday? How do you forget your partner's birthday?
I've been there.
Oh, you've been there too? Okay, got it.
Yeah, I think that one happens. I think the parenting one is going to lead to some big fights.
Oh, the fights at the holidays?
I'm going to say showing up drunk to the family reunion because you don't know if that person's aggressive or if they're going to start World War VII.
So let me get this straight. You don't think that if you forgot your partner's birthday, that wouldn't be the worst thing?
No. Not comparable to those things.
Well, you're shaking your head, Hannah. Have you ever been in that situation where you forgot a partner's birthday?
Well, no, but
of course
I have.
How did that go? How did that turn out?
I fixed it. I saved it. But
the full day, the whole day, you had nothing prepared.
The day before. So basically, what had happened was my girlfriend at the time was talking to one of my close friends and was like, I think Breezy forgot my birthday. And they baited me and asked me like, hey, what are you doing tomorrow? I was like, well, I have to go to the gym and then I have an appointment.
Yeah, you never mentioned the birthday.
Never, not once. And they were like, what about, you know, that one thing? And I was like, oh my God. So I ran to the dollar store and like booked a reservation.
The dollar store?
Well, I had to get decorations. And she woke up and she was like, oh my God, I thought you forgot my birthday. I was like, I would never
do that to you. You totally forgot her birthday.
Totally forgot it.
Let's go over to the category of, let's go over to cheating. What is worse? Hannah, cheat on your partner with a mutual friend, cheat on your partner at their best friend's party, or cheating on your partner while they're out of town? Breezy's been through all three.
Fully.
I think the party one, because they're...
Are you cheating with the best friend?
Yeah, who are you cheating with?
It just says cheating on your partner at their best friend's party.
Yeah, it's definitely the party.
It's definitely the party, because they're there, all the friends are there, it's big drama.
Uh-huh. I have to agree. What was the first one again?
Cheat on your partner with a mutual friend.
Nah.
No?
I mean, like...
Or the other option is...
That's so classic.
You could cheat on your partner while they're out of town.
I mean, the cheating out of town is a tale as old as time.
People do it all the time. It's terrible.
My partner went out of town to cheat on me.
Cheat on your partner at their best friend's party.
Yeah,
so
that's definitely the one.
At the party.
Mm-hmm.
Where are you? You're in the bed.
In the bedroom, yeah. I guess.
The basement.
I could see why that would cause some issues. Yes, of course. All right.
Something no one would ever forget.
No.
I've talked about that for a long time after you do that one.
Mm-hmm.
I won't say it. Let's.
Oh my God.
And then what events? Let's go to our last category.
Okay.
Okay. Breezy.
Yeah.
What's worse? Propose at someone else's wedding.
No, absolutely not.
Show up late to your best friend's wedding.
Been there.
Skip your sibling's graduation party for a vacation.
Been there.
Or
as well.
Just the graduation in general.
Been there as well.
You didn't go to your brother's graduation.
I didn't.
Where were you?
I had a event that I had to do.
Proposing at someone else's wedding is such garbage.
I think that's it.
It's such trash.
It's so bad.
And people do
not even just their wedding, like any of their events that is about them. Absolutely not. No, thank you. No.
And we talked about this on the show one time because a friend of mine was getting married and her best friend's future fiance called her and was like, hey, I'm thinking about proposing at so-and-so, is do I have your permission to do this? And at first she was like panicked and was like, yeah, that's fine. And then she got a chance to think about it and she's like, if you can't come to my wedding if you're going to do it. I completely changed my mind. Way to make the day about you and not them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we can all agree. Proposing at someone else's wedding is the worst thing you can do out of the three.
Right, 100%.
Showing up late to your best friend's wedding, you probably have a valid reason. Skipping your sibling's graduation, who cares?
It's fine. They just worked their whole life to get that diploma, but no worries. No worries at all.
Vibrant color, oratory skills, a deep exploration into drama, suspense, tragedy, and comedy. BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present another award-worthy performance in Moosterpiece Theater.
All right, Breezy, I picked a film today that is pretty well known. I mean, this is a classic Halloween movie that was based off of a true story. So if you can really be the method actress I know you know how to be this morning, it would mean so much to me along with our listeners.
Not the chainsaw in the background. All right, let's do it. I mean, I guess it adds to the ambiance.
585-252-9800. If you know the name of the film, you are just horrendous this morning. So if you can just practice growling and making dog noises, that would be so great, okay? Okay, let's get started.
Perfect.
Lights, camera, and action. Janet, are you feeling all right?
Stop calling me Janet.
Well, that's your name, isn't it?
Janet is asleep, and I'm talking.
Well, what should I call you? What is your name?
You don't belong here.
My name is Morris Gross. Who are you, darling?
This is my home. Get out now! Oh,
this is not your house. What is your name?
Knock, knock.
Oh, very well. Who's there?
Bill! 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 Bill!
Bill who?
My name is Bill Wicking, and I'm 72 years old.
Where did you come from?
I come from the grave.
How did you die?
I went blind and had a brain hemorrhage. I went blind and died in my sleep in a chair in the corner.
Why did you come here?
I like to hear them scream! The same way I want you to scream.
Where are you going? Cut! On a scale of 1 to 10, how well do you think you did?
11. 12, maybe.
Yeah, it was pretty good, Breezy. Ladies, hold up your cue card. How well do you think Breezy did on a scale of 1 to 10? I have a 10 and a 10. You guys are...
So 20, basically.
Totally gaslighting her. Mm-hmm. All right, job well done. You should be getting a call from my agent who I fired last week.
No, we've been talking for quite some time. You have no idea. She's obsessed.
All right, we got a lot of guesses coming in here. A couple of you guessed The Exorcist, which would make sense. That is not correct, but close. Another person guessed Rosemary's Baby.
This person says The Conjuring 2?
So close. It's just The Conjuring.
Just The Conjuring 1.
Yes, that's 100% correct.
I actually went to The Conjuring house.
Where?
In Massachusetts.
I was going to say, isn't that like in...
Massachusetts.
Why were you there?
I had to check it out.
The most demonic place you
I
could
know.
Possibly
I was like,
go.
We should go. Yeah. Okay.
Were they giving tours?
Mm-mm. I just drove by it.
Is it being lived in?
No.
There's no way, right? Why don't they just knock the damn thing down?
No, because it's a historical monument.
It's so evil, though.
I know.
Yeah, so The Conjuring, Breezy's going to watch that tonight, bring it in tomorrow for Breezy's big movie review. I can't think of a scarier, more freaky movie to watch tonight than this, leading up to Halloween on Thursday.
I definitely crushed it.
You did very well, Breeze. Thank you for bringing it today. That was a lot, but why don't you bark one more time before we go into break?
See ya.
PXY. Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. My coworker should stop whistling Taylor Swift songs. He's not paid to be a canary. Two eggs in your omelet? Whoa, settle down, Rockefeller. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There. I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There, I Said It on the number one hit music station. 98
BXY. 585-252-9800 is the number to call or text if you need to clear the air and get something off your chest for There, I Said It. Who's weighing in this morning, Breezy? I know Andrew's here, who says the Yankees suck. I think we can all agree the Dodgers are going to sweep the series. There, I said it. Did you know the World Series was going on?
Yeah, I watched that guy get blown out in second base. So he, like, popped his shoulder out or something.
Yes.
I was in the middle of Applebee's. I saw it on TV.
Well, you went to Applebee's.
Sure did.
Applebee's has the best $1 margaritas. There, I said it.
Oh, my God. The half-off apps make my heart flutter. There, I said it. I got three apps for $15.
It's like a farmer's market in there.
It really is. You know I love a good deal.
Yes.
Someone commented on our Instagram the other day and was like, the only thing Breezy loves is a deal. And I was like, where's the lie? Where is the lie?
Love a good deal.
I'm obsessed. Yeah. So what's Andrew saying?
I just told you. The Yankees suck. I think we can all agree Dodgers are going to sweep the series.
I don't even get, like, I don't even understand. Like, how many, they play 100 times and then they figure out who wins after that? I don't get it.
No, so it comes down to...
They've played like 100 times. They've played every night.
Okay, no, they didn't play last night. The Yankees...
But they're just playing each other is what I'm saying.
Right, it's best out of four.
It's like, when do you know...
Or
when,
excuse me, best out of
you
seven.
You gotta know when to hang it up, you know what I mean? It's like, how many times have we watched the same people play the same thing?
Dodgers are winning right now 2-0, and then they're at Yankee Stadium tonight.
Well, who blew their shoulder out?
I don't know. I didn't see the game.
What do you mean you don't know?
I don't know.
Dodgers?
I don't know who blew their shoulder out. I don't know who you're referring to.
Who? Yeah, Sohan Ohtani.
Oh, yes, he's not playing right now.
Yeah, because he blew his shoulder out. I watched it live on TV.
Let's go. Yeah, so the game is tonight. For those of you who... And I'm not a huge baseball fan. I'm not. Do I love the World Series? Yes. It's always extremely exciting. Let's go over to Kimmy, who says wearing a bra is 100% more comfortable than actually wearing one without. I don't understand how some women are totally okay with allowing their boobs to sag, especially in public. That's gross. There, I said it.
You have to have boobs for them to sag, Kimmy. So there's that. Sorry, your boobs touch your ankles. What? God. I'm so confused.
Shots fired.
Yeah, I've worn a bra since 94, so.
Yes, we love a good water bra.
Oh, golly. What's a water bra?
It's a bra filled with water.
What?
Yeah, my girlfriend.
That would really hurt your back.
My girlfriend in high school had a water bra. And it.
I've only heard of a water bed. Insane.
All right, who do you got on your end?
Well, Jessica's here.
Sup, Jess?
I'm so sick and tired of taking my kids to these trunk or treat events. They're the lamest thing in the world. There, I said it.
What is the trunk or treat?
You don't have to take them, Jessica. You're the parent.
What exactly is it?
We all go to a parking lot. Everyone opens up their hatchback and then they
the Subaru?
Have candy. Yeah, that's really all it is.
Oh, that's what it is. So you just go to an empty parking lot, like at a Sunoco gas station? You hand out candy to kids?
They were doing one behind the Tops in 12 Corners just this past Saturday.
Well, I'm sure it's exciting for the kids.
Maybe.
Johnny boy. What's up, guys? I know that both of you are not married just yet, but I'm happy to give you some advice. I've been married for 14 years, and the best thing you can do to have a happy, successful marriage is to sleep in separate bedrooms. There, I said it. All right, Johnny, thank you so much.
Wow, send it.
Are you down with sleeping in separate bedrooms?
No.
You're not?
No, not at all. I don't agree with that. It's like, first of all, I mean, I would love to have separate rooms.
It's got to save a couple of marriages if your partner snores like a chainsaw.
I would love to have my own room. I don't like sharing.
Yeah.
That's okay. This person did not take their name, but they said eating alone is far more superior than eating with other people. There, I said it. You know, when you're eating with somebody, and you have to talk to them while you have, you know, chicken wings down your gullet, I should say. So it's not the vibe.
Yes, down the guzzle.
You could choke.
Trish from Brockport wants to know if we want to go to Applebee's with her. I was like...
Well, this person just texted in and said, I work at Applebee's and you will be shocked to know how some of the food is prepared. There, I said it. Yeah, I gotta go.
Trish, I'm so sorry. We're gonna go ahead and cancel.
Well, at least I got one last hurrah in.
Yes.
It was absolutely traumatizing. Also, why would you text that in? They're spin dip slaps. That's all I got to say.
Oh, God. It's any restaurant. But yes, we would be probably
I mean, all of their
shook
food
to our
is
core.
Coming out of plastic bags.
No, you're thinking of Olive Garden.
It's all the same.
It's come
it's
on.
It's all the same. It's
what?
All the same.
They used to have the best quesadilla burger. Did I tell you I got my blood work done before I ate the burger and after? They're like, yeah, your blood is just.
They're like, it's just your salt. So.
All right, let me get to one more. Why is there so much damn construction in this city all year round? I can't go anywhere in Rochester without seeing orange cones. Half the time, I'm under the impression they're actually not doing anything constructive. This city is just wasting taxpayers' money.
Right.
There I said it. That came in from Vincent.
You really need to stop texting in while we're on the air on a different number.
It's not me. It's all my family
what
members.
Who did you pay to write this? Barbie is a movie about a man who's trying and failing to get out of a toxic relationship. There I said it.
I couldn't have put it better myself.
Mm-hmm. Because you wrote it in.
It's not true.
Hey, it's Devins, and I've got all the strange news stories that you won't get scrolling your Instagram feed. Starting at 3 every afternoon, right here on 98 PXY.